Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always, that steady as a rock, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We don't have a democracy, folks. We had our buddy on Terry Colafrancesco last hour, MEJ.com. He highlighted this reality. Once again, we've talked about it plenty of times, but it always is worth repeating. We don't have a democracy, folks. That's a lie. Democracies kind of stand for demon crazy. They eventually turn into anarchy and eventually turn into tyranny. Reject a democracy, folks. We have a constitutional, God-given republic. Welcome to the broadcast. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back. One heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. Wow, we got a lot to cover. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And the good sheriff just pulled up a chair to the round table as well. Welcome back, Richard Mack, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Kirk.
All right, couple of things. As we know, the Supreme Court pick is on tap. There's two interesting statements I want to give you, then I want your take on this. I've mentioned that pro-life was one of the most critical issues when the Republicans took power. And when Donald Trump got elected, I said, look, now it's time to double down and absolutely take off the gloves. Pro-life is the most critical discussion we could have. Others said, well, Sam, we agree that's important, but the border is just as important. Well, I think the border is important, but not as much as pro-life is. I also think honest or constitutional money is kind of at the top of the list. But nevertheless, we're really making gains on the pro-life movement, I hope. And there's two statements that are interesting. A CNN legal analyst, a guy by the name of Jeffrey Toobin, he's predicting that they will ban abortion in a dozen plus states after Kennedy is replaced by Trump. Believe it or not, Rachel Maddow thinks abortion will be, quote, illegal soon. Well, I pray they're both right. I don't agree with those guys on hardly anything, but I hope they're spot on this one, Sheriff.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't believe abortion is going to be made illegal. Even some of the other staunch Republicans who have said that abortion is going to be illegal, and they go, "Oh, it's not going to happen." You know, people who are really pro-life, I've already heard them say that. My skepticism is very strong on that. I don't believe they're going to do it. If they do, I'm with you all the way. I mean, I think they should. I think we need to look at the ramifications and how it would be enforced. You know, are we going to start arresting every girl who has one? Are we going to arrest every doctor who does it? Are we going to have police and hospitals and doctors' offices?
Well, it's a great point, and there's kind of this false narrative of something being, quote, illegal or, quote, legal. In other words, the government has to 100% unequivocally reject and or get behind something with a, quote, a zero-tolerance idea. I'm more for the idea that we don't fund it with our tax dollars, that it's illegal on the books, but I'm not suggesting the government should be close enough to know what a doctor or a little girl or anybody else does on their own time. And so there would be this idea that the government wouldn't back it, that our tax dollars wouldn't back it, that we wouldn't sanction it and promote it. We would stand up as a government for pro-life as a whole, but individuals would be allowed to do what they want unless there's an egregious case that would come up on a case-by-case basis for prosecution. It would be relatively a non-issue. I don't like the black and white zero-tolerance idea because there's just no way to win that way.
Well, it is, and the thing of it is, what we have done with abortion is we've taught children, adolescents, teenagers, and the public, that it's okay, that it's moral, that it's a choice, that it's your body. And you know how life perpetuates itself is that a new body is created inside a woman's body. That's how life is perpetuated. And for us to think and to tell people and to tell society, you don't have to be careful. It's okay, you can just kill it, and because it's your body. They completely ignore the body that is inside that woman, And the hypocrisy of it and the callous coldness and hardness of it, that it's, oh, yeah, it's okay just to kill another human being because I'm embarrassed or I wasn't careful. But we have taught people, you don't have to worry about being embarrassed. You don't have to worry about being careful. You don't have to worry. We're just another animal. And you know what? Everybody's going to participate in procreation whenever they want. And if you get pregnant, just kill it. It's fine because it's your body. It's your choice. It's your, you know. So that's what I really have a problem with, is the immorality and this senseless, cold, mindless thought about another human life.
The divorcing it from being a human discussion and a protection of life discussion to quote a woman's choice to basically reject the consequences of her actions as we spiral down to immorality is the issue, Kurt.
Well, and Sheriff, you know, I mean, we just had the shooting, of course. It's almost a daily event.
I only have two quick things to say about the shooting. Number one, I want to know if the guy was on psychotropic drugs. And number two, I want to know what his family life was like. Did he have religion and an intact family? But anyway,
you know,
go ahead,
but
Kurt.
The other thing that is so amazing to me, the same people that get so worried about a shooting, whether it's school or, you know, any other place, and people die, these are the same people that push to kill the babies even before they're born.
They're also the same people that say you're not even welcome anywhere, Kurt.
That's right. Good point, Sam.
Sheriff?
Welcome where? Like in a restaurant?
Anywhere, buddy. You're not welcome anywhere, sir. Wherever you are, they want to harass you, shut you down, kick you out. You're not even welcome, buddy.
That's how tolerance works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do love the image.
By the way, you are welcome on Liberty Roundtable Live, though. Anytime, brother.
Yeah. Well, of course. How is it that the Democrats support not defending yourself, support killing babies, and then turn around and say, but we are the most magnanimous and tolerant party and people in the country.
Because they run around with their own bodyguards to do it for them.
Yeah. But I do want to reiterate something that you said, Sam, and this needs to be really highlighted, and that is the first argument in abortion is that no tax dollars go to somebody else's abortion. Nobody... We have no responsibility whatsoever. Even if the person is the poorest person on the face of the planet, they've been raped, whatever, I still have no responsibility as a taxpayer to be paying for those abortions. And that our government forces the people of this country to pay $500 million a year to Planned Parenthood is probably the greatest outrage and corruption that this country has ever participated in.
In other words, we're talking about no pro-death redistribution of wealth.
Yeah.
Right? And the point's well taken. I completely concur. All right, so the question is, you know, this pro-life effort, I hope we really make gains on it. I agree with you. It's going to be a road to hoe. That's for sure. And I know that a lot of pro-life folks are very negative on this, saying we're not going to get it. But my response is, I'm kind of like Kurt. You know, he wants to run around with his tartar sauce and the rowboat and stuff. He wants to just go for the gold. And I have to agree that we need to have hope and do our part for this. I realize it's tough. I understand. We got to work on it, though. The question is, who do you think will be on the Supreme Court? That might have a lot to do with how aggressive we get, huh?
Well, we've talked about this before, and I would really love to see it be Mike Lee. But I don't think he's even going to be close. He's just too conservative, and he's too legitimate, and he's too nice of a guy. And I think that, oh yeah, there's a lot. The pro-life people, I'm sure, would love to have him. I think the first thing, if he were even coming close to being the nomination, you're going to hear Mormon this, Mormon that, Mormon this, Mormon that. Oh, he's way too conservative. Even though he's very well respected in the Senate, and most of them like him because he is so mild-mannered and kind. He's courageous, but he is kind. I just think that there's just no way that I believe he's the best that's on the list, but I just don't believe that.
Who do you think's best on the list?
Mike Lee.
I think he's one of the best on the list. I would be for a Roy Moore, too, though, by the way.
Well, Roy Moore.
Roy Moore would shake that sucker up. Come on.
He's not going to be on the list. I mean, no, that's the same reason I will give for Mike Lee that would happen to Roy Moore. President Trump will not have the courage to appoint either one of them.
Now, they're talking about these, you know, betting sites are talking about some people that have clerked for Kennedy. I think that's a disaster in the making, sir.
Well, Kennedy was a disaster, and look at the two.
By the way, a Reagan appointee, let's be clear.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Look at the two disasters that Reagan put in there, Sandra Day O'Connor and Kennedy. Very moderate, very iffy on the Constitution. Iffy on some of these abortion issues that we've talked about. Kennedy is known for straddling the fence. And so that's why they're so worried.
Yeah, you could call straddling the fence, I would say, selling us out at all the wrong, or quote, right times, right?
Well, I will say he was the key vote on my case, and so was Sandra Day O'Connor. We were worried about both of them. But both of them sided with us. I think Sandra Day O'Connor came over because it was an Arizona case. She's from Arizona. But Kennedy, we were really worried about. And so he sided with us on the state sovereignty side. He's been pretty strong on states' rights. But
all right, Mike Lee, hopefully, ladies and gentlemen. But I agree, it's a long shot. I hope Donald Trump can listen to common sense on this sucker, that's for sure. I'd also be for a Roy Moore. I'd also be for a Judge Napolitano. Mike Lee's got a brother that's in the court system as well. That ought to be a great pick, maybe. Hold on, folks. Maybe what we do is get Mike Lee to go ahead and be on the Supreme Court and get Richard Mack in the Senate. What do you say, folks? Liberty Roundtable in seconds.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I can tell you this right now, our prayers are with President Trump on the incredible, pivotal pick opportunity we have for a constitutionalist, a original intent constitutionalist, a person who believes in God, family, and country, who believes in the protection of life, liberty, and property. That he'll pick the right guy for the Supreme Court, and my pick would be Mike Lee for sure, at least those on the list. All right, our guest, Richard Mack, CSPO8.org.
The other real quick thing, Sam, the other thing on Mike Lee, yeah. He's like 47 years old, so he might be around for like, you know, 40 years on the court.
Great point. Whereas, plus, he lives a good, clean Christian life there, too. He didn't live long.
That's right.
Huh?
Roy Moore's in his 70s, so, you know, he might only be around for 20 years or so on there. But anyway, the bottom line is they'd be great, both of them.
Amen. All right. Judge Napolitano would be good, too, but he's getting older, too. All right. Virginia ranked America's most patriotic state. Sheriff, do you want to respond to this?
The most patriotic state?
Yes, Virginia, sir. Kurt's got some details, but what do you think of that first glance?
Well, first thing when you said it was, who did it and what was the criteria?
Amen to that discussion, because I don't agree with this at all. Now, I get that they've got a lot of, icons and kind of a history in the forming of the Republic and all that kind of stuff. But, man, Virginia and a lot of these northeastern states or East Coast states are just whacked out, liberal, and crazy as all get out. What do you think, Kurt? Any details on this? Virginia, the most patriotic state there, sir?
Well, it's a piece from WJLA at the Washington, D.C. ABC affiliate. And, they say Wallet Hub has ranked all 50 states from sea to shining sea, and they've determined that Virginia is the most patriotic of all of them. They say they use two main metrics, military engagement and civic engagement.
In other words, they're whacked out. They're not even using the right measuring tools, folks.
Those were broken down, they say, into more specific weighted metrics, including average military enlistees per capita, veterans per capita, voter turnout, and volunteer hours per resident.
I would say you'd have to look at the most pro-life states and the most honest money states, if you want my humble opinion, for the two criteria, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they say number two was Alaska, number three Wyoming, four South Carolina, five Idaho, six Colorado, seven Hawaii. Washington was number eight, North Carolina nine, Georgia 10, the bottom 10, you want to know who they are, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Connecticut, New York, Illinois, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, number 50.
Wow. All right, so there you have it. I think their criteria is all whacked out, Sheriff. I think what we need to look at is, hey, if we're going to have honest money, if we're going to have honesty in America at all, then we're going to have honest money at the start of it, base it on an honest economy, so constitutional weights and measures, if you will. Honest money would be one of the critical components. And the second one, in my opinion, is how pro-life a state really is. I mean, I'm not telling you there's no other important issues, but those are probably two on the top of my list.
Well, okay. Hawaii made the top 10?
Oh, heck yeah.
That's right.
They're a bash and a whacked out liberalism over there, I'll tell you what.
This
would
be the most patriotic state? Why? Because they have military bases there?
Yeah, because they're going to war,
that's
buddy.
That's what they're talking about.
They back the military-industrial complex and everything else.
Well, because I'll tell you what. There is a movement in Hawaii that is very staunch that we're not even a state, that we got stolen by the United States, and the state sovereignty movement there, there's some real radicals there that really, and I mean on both sides of the aisle, that are really into this thing about you came in and you murdered our royalty and you stole our island.
They're super patriotic if they're not trying to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're not trying to kick us out.
It's just whacked out stuff, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I bring that up because they rank Virginia the most, quote, patriotic state, WJLA with the details, but they do it based on this idea about military and kind of a pro-war mentality. The more you're back in the military-industrial complex, the more you're patriotic, they kind of lie. And that's something that worries me as the 4th of July comes up. I get that we ought to celebrate America and her morality and her understanding that God is at the helm rather than government. I support all those things. But I'm very concerned when we start to celebrate this pro-war mentality. We're a warlike people. It's tragic, to say the least. I bring it all up because Congressman Steve King is in the news boldly speaking out saying the United States is heading towards a second civil war. What do you think, Sheriff?
Well, I would agree with that on several different fronts. What is his issue that he is saying driving that? I still got to know what he's talking about. Specifically, is he talking about the problem at the border and that this is going to continue to get violent and the protesters are going to get violent and is he talking about the race problem? Is he talking about Antifa? Is he talking about Trump haters versus Trump lovers? Or is he really going deeper into what we should be doing in this country, and are we going to follow the Constitution and the constitutionalists that group? Are they going to fight the socialists? We have a very whacked out socialist that just beat another socialist for Congress. Crowley got beat by this socialist woman, and she's cute and nice, and you know, she speaks very well. But as soon as she starts delivering the substance of her articulations, she looks like a wacko. You know, so where is this? Is it just Democrat versus?
Well, the answer is he's talking about every fault line. You've highlighted the whole discussion. It's every bit that you bring up that he talks about and more.
Yeah. Well,
there's so many fault lines in America. They're ratcheting up the violence, the hate. They're literally rioting in the streets.
But really, Sam, doesn't this really boil down to this? If the Democrats and liberals and socialists, fascists don't get their way, they're going to become violent.
Yes, sir.
And I mean extremely violent. And so, you know, if we don't turn this around and let the Democrats start winning, then Steve King's probably right. You know?
That's, you want to respond to this, Kurt?
It looks to me.
You know, it seems like there's small battles, or maybe big battles, whatever you call them, if you're in the middle of them, going on now. You got that Charlottesville thing. You have, you know, us doing the best we can to bring forth the hostages that are held in, you know, jail that we think should be out. You know, there's so much of this going on right now. You got, I agree. There's not really. I mean, it's kind of like yesterday, Sheriff Mack, we were talking about vote fraud in America, and one guy in Oklahoma had stole the opponent's signs, and they had him on video. Well, then you had the report from Mexico where
Hold on, before you stop, this guy, when he stole the signs, didn't really get in trouble. He's just like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, because somebody videoed
same
him.
Same as vote fraud.
Yeah, that's right. But hey, it's a lot worse in Mexico, Kurt.
But, yeah, the point was in Mexico, since they started the campaigning, they had 132 people running for office that had been killed. So a little bit rougher, but
murder,
either one is a problem.
You know, so, yeah. So there you have it. It's kind of an interesting tidbit, and I pray Steve King's wrong, but I predict he's right, though, and it's going to get worse in America. And it is, because this is really the continuation of the war in heaven, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear about what we're talking about. We're talking about God versus Satan. We're talking about the people in the middle and deciding whom they're going to call their captain, their leader, so to speak. Are you going to become a disciple of Jesus Christ and follow the Prince of Peace? Or are you going to follow the Prince of Terror? And that's really the fault lines. I don't care what other fault line you kind of use to manipulate the cause. But at the end of the day, those are the fault lines, Sheriff.
Yeah, they are. And it really shows that he has credibility because of the radical nature of these leftist violent terrorists. I mean, it would be astonishing how the news would be attacking people if you weren't allowed to sit in a restaurant and eat your dinner. And now, not only that, they're doubling down on that. Do it more, Maxine Waters says. Man, if there was a Republican out espousing that, and
by the way, there's now charges pressed against Maxine Waters for her efforts as well. Did you see this?
No, it won't go anywhere.
I agree, but I'm just telling you, charges have been filed against Maxine Waters.
Well, a journalist that was trying to interview her said she was basically over the top. I mean, imagine that from Maxine Waters.
Yeah, that's not against the law, though.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Kurt, the good sheriff. We're talking about illegal vote fraud coming up, too. Got a tidbit on that for you.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left and I was so mad I got out and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money and then I dropped it in the water and I was late for history and so at lunchtime I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which of course our library didn't have. So I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool and of course I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and, you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So an illegal, I don't know what you call it, a non-citizen, Kurt, in this case, is that an illegal? Maybe,
well,
maybe not,
that's
huh?
That's the way I'd call it.
Well, you might be a green card. You're not a citizen, but you're here legally, so.
All right. Well, anyway, the headline from Breitbart, non-citizen arrested for alleged illegal voter assistance scheme in Texas border city. And this is the Hidalgo County grand jury. They charged this individual, Marcela Gutierrez, with illegal voting for marking a ballot without a voter's consent. This is back in a June 2016 Hidalgo City runoff election. This individual purportedly misled a voter to believe she was demonstrating how to use a voting machine when actually the accused cast votes on a ballot for a slate of candidate she was paid to support. Well, there you go, Sam. But no vote fraud in America. Remember that. Just repeat after me.
Well, there's no vote fraud except for Donald, you know, had vote fraud, colluding with the Russians. But other than that, there's no vote fraud anywhere, Sheriff.
Of course.
Oh, no, there's no cats in America. And so, yeah, I mean, the propaganda behind all of that is amazing. And there's been vote fraud for a long time. Nobody's ever done anything about it because the politicians who do it want to keep it, and they want to be able to manipulate the system. And they're not going to fix that because, you know, Lyndon Johnson wouldn't have been president. And and many others, you know, but it's very local sometimes. But that this is an isolated incident is an isolated incident every 2 years.
And that happens everywhere across the country in all kinds of isolated, but don't worry, separate incidents. By the way, don't worry, though. Mark Meadows is getting after it, ladies and gentlemen. Meadows, quote, impeached Rosenstein if Doc's not turned over by July the 6th. You believe in this, Kurt?
You know, Congress is sure one tough bunch of guys.
Oh, they get after it.
I mean, these are the guys that basically hand out the money. You know, you've said this before, Sam, but it's like a dad who said, son, if you do this, there's no more $20 bills that coming out of my wallet for you. And yet he just keeps handing them out. And that's what
Congress
they
do now
does.
Is they say, son, the more you disobey me, the more money I'll give you.
Yeah, here's some more cash. But Congress, all they got to do if they're really serious, like they talk, is just simply say, look, FBI, you know, look, DOJ, the money is off for you guys until you do what we tell you.
So there's a lot of rhetoric about this, though. Mark Meadows saying, hey, we're going to impeach you if you don't turn over these docs by July the 6th. Donald Trump's now, you know, bold with this rhetoric. He used to say, lock her up. Now he's like, well, why would I lock up my good friend Hillary? But Trump now, to quote extremist Democrats, we will not tolerate attacks on courageous ICE agents and Border Patrol. What's going to happen if they do that, Donald? See, I mean, they're just full of baloney, Sheriff. I don't see any accountability anywhere. Do you?
No. I do agree, though, we could get rid of a lot of federal agencies, especially if we did the right thing at the border. We wouldn't really need ICE. But, I mean, how many different agencies do we have at the border? We have Border Patrol. That's not even ICE. Then we have ICE. Then we have Customs. Then we have local law enforcement that are right along the border. You know.
By the way, city, so county, and state oftentimes.
Yes, of course. And so, my goodness, when...
You got the drug enforcement agencies down there and making sure nobody gets any drugs, Sheriff.
Yeah, right. And Carson Tucker,
the drug war.
How he always wants to argue with somebody on the opposite side. This guy goes, do you believe in smaller government? Because they were talking about getting rid of ICE. And he really got Tucker on that when he goes, well, yeah, sometimes.
You know? Uh-huh, sometimes. By the way, not only is the DEA down there with the drug enforcement and everything, you got Homeland Security rolling in there, buddy. Make sure the Homeland's all safe and such.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, we haven't, I'm sure there's probably five more bureaucracies that we've paid billions to protect us, you know. Homeland Security is the biggest joke there ever was. They only came about because of 9/11, and it was so Bush could show everybody he's doing something, you know. Didn't change a dang thing.
Just, yeah, all they're going to do is call the constitutional conservatives terrorists and let the illegals go free, baby.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, anyway, so Donald Trump really giving it to the extremist Democrats. He's bold. See, I don't see any accountability, though. You know what? Who's locked up in jail? Who's literally been prosecuted for criminal activity? And, you know, okay, Comedy Central's in the news, for example. You got these threats by these wackos everywhere. Kurt, catch us up on this Comedy Central joker. This guy's nuts.
Well, you've got... yeah, that's a good point. But, you know, these guys, of course, if they're comics, they can pretty much say whatever they want. But the headline from Breitbart, Comedy Central writer wishes Anthony Kennedy got shot instead of JFK.
I don't find it very funny.
Going ballistic over the Anthony Kennedy, being gone.
By the way,
the
I wish none
Court.
Of them were violently killed. Sheriff, what do you think of that idea?
Absolutely not. No way. No. You know, when people said, we're talking so bad about Obama, oh, you know, somebody ought to shoot him. I said, no way. I mean, no. I don't want him to get hurt. Do I want him to lose the election? Yes. Same thing with McCain. I don't wish McCain any ill will. I hope he gets better. But I will continue to fight his horrible, ridiculous, hypocritical policies. I mean, he's been
okay. So we don't want JFK to be murdered. I know it's already too late. I'm just saying, and we don't want Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy.
We don't want him to be shot. We don't want any of these things. We don't want Scalia. We don't want foul play there. We don't want Seth Rich was a hardcore Democrat that, you know, followed kind of the Sanders idea. Very, very extremist. But we don't wish any harm happened to him, although it did. We really want to follow the Prince of Peace. I don't wish any harm to any of our enemies. I want to politically disagree with them and do so agreeably. And I want to articulate why we believe what we believe so that folks can kind of now analyze it for themselves and determine where they stand. But look, this is crazy. Why would you ever act like you want someone dead instead of somebody else? Or, I mean, these people are unhinged, sir. They're crazy.
Well, that comment was beyond crazy, extremely over the top. And to say such a thing, I mean, what did they want? What did they want on the lady in the White House? I can't remember her name, who said that it didn't matter what McCain thought anyway because he's dying anyway or whatever.
Yeah, you know, which, by the way, is an ill-advised rude statement.
It's really rude. But this one about Kennedy was even beyond that. It's insensitive. This about Kennedy is beyond insensitive.
Well, you wonder, though, if these people literally would go to the violence and to the death agenda they seem to espouse or like. I mean, we've got images of Donald Trump with his head cut off by these whacked-out people. That you know, yeah. Why do they assert and say such things in the first place, Sheriff? What is wrong with them?
Yeah, and that shows a lack of morality. It just shows a lack of understanding. It just, to me, he must be from Virginia. Because he must, you know.
The patriotic place, yeah.
Yeah, he's so patriotic, you know. So, you know, we've got to start drawing some lines, but we already talked about the degradation of morality in our country, and I think that's just another sign of it, and that anybody would have laughed at that shows how far gone we are. Just so brainwashed, so dumbed down in this country, and, you know, we just expect everybody to go along with stuff like that, and the morality is really what really has me worried the most. Yeah. Maybe that takes us back to Steve King and the Civil War.
Well, I agree. And this Comedy Central writer, I mean, out of control. I don't understand why these people even say such things. Look, who can you think of that's your biggest political enemy of all time?
Who can I think of?
Yeah. Man, that's living right now. That's modern time. That's alive right now. Well, he's thinking, who do you think for you, Kurt? I mean, it might be a Bill Clinton, it might be a Henry Kissinger,
yeah,
it might be
well,
who would it be?
You know, the Clintons would be kind of the two top ones I'd
hey,
give.
Thanks for the love note there, Kurt. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Who would it be? And okay, now take that worst political enemy. I'm going to be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that we have the rule of law apply to them too. And I hope if there's criminal activity on their behalf that accountability is created. I want to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. Let's be very clear. And I want nobody above the law in America. Let's be absolutely double down clear. But I don't wish any physical harm or death to any of these people, including whoever you can pick as the most ardent political opponent we have. I don't want any harm or evil to come to them in any way.
Even the SPLC?
No, sir. I don't want that. I don't want any harm to come to the SPLC people, even as whacked out as they are.
Yeah. You know, the one that I really hate to hear from the most, the one that just makes my skin feel like you're rubbing your fingernails on the chalkboard, and is such a liar and so anti-American. Barack Obama's name came up, but I said, no, I think in a lot of ways he's harmless. But Hillary Clinton, as evil, as corrupt, as lustful for power that she is, and as many crimes as she has committed,
hang tight.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, the good sheriff. You were talking about Hillary Clinton. She just grates on you like no other sheriff, you were saying?
Yeah, it kind of used to be Janet Reno. But she was kind of soft-spoken and a little bit sickly and whatnot. But, my number one would definitely be Hillary Clinton. But she's probably not the one that's behind the global secret societies. I think she's just a pawn of them, and she loves money and power, and she's just, not a very good criminal. As the book The Sovereign Individual said, the death of Vince Foster was the most poorly disguised murder in American history. And they were, of course, the Clintons were very close to that, and in my humble opinion, probably were part of it. Maybe even ordered it. But if you look up all the deaths around the Clintons and Mena, Arkansas, and drug dealing, and all the sexual attacks and their political marriage, her defending him and supporting him, and on the other hand, saying how women should be heard. She's just such a back-and-forth liar, and that Democrats and the media continue to support her just shows how absolutely dumbed down and ridiculous we've gotten, and the moral decay of our society and of our politics is just overwhelming.
But let's finish the thought, though. Even though she just drives you absolutely bonkers to the point of, nails on a chalkboard, whatever you want to say, the worst, dishonest, one of the greatest criminals in society right now, et cetera, with absolute carte blanche access to the media and everything else, you wouldn't wish any harm on her, would you?
No. I would probably go with the people of the cartels and the terrorists who torture women and behead women and traffic in children. I would wish death upon those people. I really do. I hope that they are ended. If I had the chance to end their lives, I would.
I would basically agree that their behavior certainly requires the fullest extent of the law used against them, but I would still call for the rule of law as opposed to some violent agenda that these extreme unhinged liberals seem to call for.
Well, I know what you're saying there. I would say I agree with that, except if what they're doing right now, if police were to walk in on them, or if I would, and they're committing their dastardly deeds at the time, I would shoot them. I would.
Well, there's sometimes when you're in kind of a war situation.
If I chased one of them down and had the opportunity to arrest them and they weren't doing anything, they weren't committing a crime at the time, no, I would arrest them. But
understand. So the point is, you're still for the rule of law. You're just saying, hey, in the immediacy of a situation that may go violent as a law enforcement person, you might choose a different choice on the front lines. We're still both calling for the rule of law, and I'm speaking as a citizen. You're speaking more as an enforcement person or somebody that's kind of in that gap. a little bit of a different discussion, but the point's well taken that, hey, we believe in the rule of law. We don't wish harm or violence to anyone. What we really want to do in the end of the day, we want to reduce violence, reduce conflict, reduce criminal activity. And sometimes in the immediacy of things, you need to take bold action for self-defense and or the protection of others if your role requires it.
You know,
that is
the
a little
other
bit of a different
that,
discussion, though, Kurt.
The other thing that probably leads the sheriff to say what he said is that he knows that typically, you know, these kind of trash guys are going to have huge amounts of lawyers. They're going to have, you know, pick out the judges. They're going to pay very little, if anything, for their crimes. And sometimes you feel like you need to be, I guess you could say, the one who administers the punishment.
If you look at all the horrible things they've done to children, innocent women, innocent people, I've actually seen some of this in training that I've never been able to get out of my mind. It's so heinous, it's so evil, it's so cruel. It pales in comparison to most anything that you and I are, or you and Sam have ever heard of. If I could wish death upon not only their movement, but upon them that do this, yeah, I do. I wish death upon them.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We are peaceful folks, but there becomes a line of indignance where you say, you know what, how much is tolerable of abuse and how do you stop? The goal would be less abuse, right?
Yeah, of course.
And that's kind of the issue. All right. I guess your buddy Michael Moore's in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Michael Moore is, you know, he's got a suggestion for his followers. You know, he basically says he demands the resistance, quote, get off the couch and put bodies on the line to stop Trump. That's part of that whole Civil War thing.
I don't know what that means. Put bodies on the line? Is this guy going to go out and literally throw himself in the way of Donald and stuff? I mean, what is he talking about, Kurt? And why isn't he taking the lead, you know?
Well, he's going to stay on the couch.
It's like your favorite terrorist. It's like, hey, let's help recruit all these suicide bombers, but they never go themselves, you know? It's What's up with this Michael Moore guy, Richard?
Well, I just heard him on CNN or MSNBC. Wasn't he with Lemon?
Don Lemon, right?
Yeah, Don Lemon was interviewing Michael Moore, and he challenged him because Michael Moore got so crazy. Even this leftist radical Lemon said, I don't think that's an analogy you want to use, because he said, every one of you, if you're not doing something to stop Trump and all these guys, you're just like any other rapist. If you sit there and watch or you don't do anything about a rape, then you're raping, and you're a rapist. And Michael Moore, I mean, the guy is not just unhinged. He's loony. And
but I still don't wish any harm for the guy.
No, I don't either.
I just think the guy is goofy as all get out, and he ought to be articulated as such.
I think that helped. I think that helped bring some truth to the whole thing about, man, aren't we getting a little crazy? If Lemon is saying, you're getting a little crazy and too radical for me in my show, that no, something's really wrong.
Even Chuckie Schumer stood up against Maxine Waters and went, hey, wait a minute, that's a bridge way too far, man. That's crazy. You're starting to see a fracture in how radical the Democrats are willing to get on this stuff, Kurt. But Hollywood as a whole is imploding, Kurt.
Well, that's right. I mean, but this is nothing new. Hollywood's been, you know, I guess you could say a lost cause for a long time.
It's like a slow-mo implode, isn't it, Kurt? You just watch that thing go down in slow-mo, and you're just like, oh, my goodness, is this really happening?
Hollywood's, they're really imploding over this whole Justice Kennedy retirement. That's according to Breitbart. And one of the phrases they said was, this is how you lose a country. And I'm thinking, speaking of losing a country, Hollywood would be, you know, a good point to start.
Yeah, but you know what's fascinating about this discussion is this just shows the Steve King point. They think they're losing a country. We think we're saving a country. I mean, we're so opposite that it's beyond description even. We're so polarized these days. To us, it's just black and white. It's that far apart. And I don't really see any way to make us kind of I don't know what you want to call it, but accept some kind of a middle ground. I don't see it anywhere, right?
Yeah, like the guy that was wearing the New York hat backwards and yelling at Mitch McConnell's wife. The only thing that I question there is whether why you would have Trump pick Mitch McConnell's wife to be in any part of his cabinet at all.
Well, because Donald's really an insider. He wanted you to believe that he's not, but he's really surrounded himself with holdovers from Obama and insiders. Yeah. He picked a couple of unique characters to make us feel like he's fighting the fight, but I don't see it as real.
I figured he was doing that so he could make McConnell happy and maybe get McConnell to do something. You know?
I think he wanted to have a in-road deal and relationship with McConnell.
Isn't her name Chow?
Yes.
All right, so they can't attack him too hard on immigration. I mean, he's got Chow working for him. You know what I mean?
Well, you would, yeah. I mean, he was going for some women, and he was going for some minorities and whatnot. But, you know, I really worry about Trump when it comes to really draining the swamp when he keeps picking swamp people. And so, you know, what I really am disappointed in, it just looks like Trump is so worried about getting reelected. And I really wanted to support him because I felt that he didn't care. He obviously didn't need the money, still doesn't. He was so bold in fighting Democrats and Republicans and the media. You have to go, well, he's fighting everybody. Who's going to end up supporting him? So, you know, I just felt like he didn't care if he got reelected, but his political appointments make it look like that's really what he cares about.
And they say that he'll very likely get elected in 2020. Time will tell, but we'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. Final story of the hour. There's a lawmaker that's blistering the DOJ for withholding documents. They're getting serious now, aren't they, Kurt?
Well, I wouldn't call it that.
Blistering, scathing. I mean, they use all these words that make you believe this is serious.
You know,
who is this congressman, Kurt?
Well, in this case, we're talking about it was the Rod Rosenstein deal, and you got Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. He pressed Rosenstein, you know. And yet, none of the Congress is withholding any funds to the FBI or any of them, and that's where their power is.
I mean, blistering, scathing, Sheriff. I mean, they're literally getting after it. I don't see anything happening to anybody. Look, have we abolished a single government agency that's unconstitutional? Have we impeached a single government bureaucrat that have violated their oath of office? Have we held accountable any criminal activity that's gone on? We hear about it every day all over the place. Judges, government officials in the FBI, the Justice Department, everywhere, scandal after scandal after scandal. Is there any real accountability? I don't see it. The worst that happens is somebody gets an ankle bracelet and three meals a day or something.
Yeah, an ankle bracelet. There you go. No, and what those hearings with Rosenstein and Ray boiled down to was you withheld evidence and you did not obey our subpoenas. Yes, we did. No, you didn't. Yes, we did. That's what it boiled down to. And so until Congress gets off the finger pointing and charging people with contempt of Congress and withholding money and say, okay, you need to be impeached. We're going to do that. We're going to abolish this agency or we're going to cut this agency in half. It's proof that these agencies have become power unto themselves. These guys are going in there. This is going to be just like DEA when they committed crimes down in Colombia, sex crimes and having prostitutes and taking bribes. Nothing happens and they know it.
Well, and you look at Operation Fast and Furious, too. You think that the Donald, when he's getting attacked over the border, he should bring this up. But he isn't saying a word, sir. Not a word.
No, and I just put that in our CSPOA press release. The exact thing that was number one. On the list.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. 2 hours of the can, hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. Did you know we are live 6 days a week now? Tell all your friends, spread the word, donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Sheriff, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. See you guys soon.
There he goes, the good sheriff doing a phenomenal job. By the way, never forget TheFreedomCoalition.com. We really want to make a difference to protect innocents in prison. TheFreedomCoalition.com. Also join CSPOA.org today. We declare this nation shall endure.